Page 9, Blind Californian Awards, Linda Porrell, Chair, Publications Committee. Each year since 1998 at our Spring Conference and Convention Banquet, the Publications Committee presents awards in two categories to writers who have submitted articles for the Blind Californian during the previous year. In 2012, the BC had submissions from a record high 9 first-time writers, 2 of whom were recognized with this year's honors. In my role as recently appointed chair of the Publications Committee, I had the happy responsibility of overseeing the voting process for this year's awards. Members of the Publications Committee were invited to rank their votes. 3 points to their first, down to 1 for their third choice. Both winners were selected from the fall 2012 issue and are highly recommended for anyone who might want to revisit some recent issues. In the issue-oriented categories, there were 6 nominees. The winner was Susan Kitazawa, a member of the San Francisco chapter. Susan's article, entitled Delighting in Our Differences, discussed her recent experiences with vision loss and her entrance into the blindness and low vision community. She included some thought-provoking comparisons with her earlier life experiences as a woman and member of a minority group. Page 10. Since Susan was unable to be in Sacramento for the presentation, I had the pleasure of presenting the award at her San Francisco chapter meeting on Saturday, April 22nd. In the lifestyle category, there were 7 nominees. The winner was Beverly Clifford, a member of the Silicon Valley chapter. Bev's article, entitled Touching Childbirth, recounts her deeply personal experience as a hands-on participant in her daughter's labor and delivery of Bev's granddaughter. And I do mean hands-on here. Her daughter's obstetrician, in an act of amazing generosity and trust, invited and assisted Bev in catching the baby as she was delivered. Bev was present to receive her award at the banquet. These awards were created to encourage members of CCB to showcase their writing talents with the CCB community. When appropriate, we do accept material that has been published elsewhere. In addition, our gifted editor, Judy Wilkinson, is ready and willing to provide editorial assistance when needed. Although financial constraints have necessitated a reduction in size for the Blind Californian, there is still room for anyone who is inspired to share meaningful observations and experiences.